Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. This afternoon, I typically, on the free agent market, don't have a lot of conversations with a lot of players. Most of them are too busy, you know, trying to find work and relying on their own recognizance and their own hard work to help get them a job. However, this is kind of different. This gentleman has not only been kicking a long time, but he's kicked around the notion of being around here on the Rude Dog Show. Welcome, Michael Bernard. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. How you doing, Rudy?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for taking your time out. I know you're in the middle of a move. Let's kind of jump right into this, because right now you're a free agent, and you've kicked for teams like Green Bay, Cleveland, the Eagles, which is obviously your hometown area, and of course you know the Steelers kicking situation with Josh Scobie, acquiring him from the Jaguars. We kind of discussed that a little bit yesterday. And where I see you fitting in, tell me about your past experiences and how do you believe that could translate into landing a Steelers kicking job?
Definitely. Again, thanks for having me on the show. And my past experiences, number one, I've kicked in the Northeast my entire life, so cold weather kicking is what I've been used to. That's a lot of the reason why I got a lot of the interest from the Packers, and when I worked out for them, you know, it was a great workout. And I definitely would just have to say, like I said yesterday, one of the hardest things I think I could have had happen to me did happen to me when the first team to bring me into camp was the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I grew up a diehard Eagles fan, as much as I know all you guys out there are Steelers fans and go black and yellow, but I handled that with that was probably the most pressure thing I've ever been through, and I handled that with flying colors. So, you know, no matter where I am, whether it's the Steelers or anywhere else, you know, I'm going to take care of business, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And my A game is Tiger in his prime. That's how I feel about myself, and I'm very confident in myself because the amount of time I put training in and just the dedication that I've given to the kicking game and football in general.
Well, you've done it for quite a while. You've had your stint in the AFL. But your heart was being able to kick for your hometown team. Tell me how you felt the time that you were there and your ability to wear the Eagles jersey and be able to come out on the field. I mean, you came from Rancocas Valley Regional High School. Obviously, as everybody knows, it's a home of a lot of people, including, Franco Harris. And there's just a lot of history about where you grew up. I mean, Irving Fire was also part of it. You graduated from that school. You went 0-10 your senior year. But tell whoever's listening, scouts, tell them what you want to do for those teams in the NFL who are in need of a kicker. And right now, I can see a few teams that are in need of a kicker right now.
I would definitely just like to start out. You know, I have respect for every kicker that's up there. And it's not easy, the ups and downs. There's no doubt. But I have to say, as far, you know, since college, I have to say that this group of kickers is definitely probably the least impressive of any other year that I can remember. And I think that the time to strike for me is right now, and how I think I would do up there if I was in there right now, Pro Bowl numbers. And not only that, I would add that with clutch kicks in certain situations when they really count. I'm not all about the individual awards. I'm about the team first and about making that fourth quarter game-winning kick. And I think if I was out there Monday night in Tony Parker's shoes, I'd go to drill that 44-yarder with no problem in Atlanta. That was a big loss for the Eagles. And, I mean, you can't put all the blame on Cody Parker, but you have to make that kick. And, you know, if he's still injured at all, then, you know, he needed to speak up the end of last season because his three field goals in the final game actually cost him the playoffs. So I feel like I would be a Pro Bowl caliber kicker instantly.
Definitely, and I can see this coming through in many ways. Look, Josh Scobie, Jaguars drafted him right out of college. He seems to be okay when you're talking about chip shots, but he did miss two against the Patriots on opening day kickoff against those Patriots in Foxborough. Yeah, it's a tough place to play. Yes, the weather was horrible. It was raining from time to time, but for a kicker that's been in the league as long as he has, those are chip shots. How do you believe he may have broken down to where he couldn't make those kicks, and How do you believe that you could?
I just believe it's all about, you know, the preparation. I'm not sure exactly how Josh maybe prepares anymore. You know, 14, 15 years in the league, I'm sure maybe you get a little complacent. That, however, has never been my MO. My MO has always been when I'm where I want to be, I want to be better than that. You know, so I'll always put the hard work in. I'll always put the time in. And I think that, I mean, I don't know for sure because I don't know him, but, I mean, it could be involved in the workout. It could be involved in the practice. It could be any little bit letting off the gas pedal, which I've never done and I never will do. Any team that signs me, they'll see it firsthand. I'm not going to be a one-and-done type of guy. You know, the only reason why I'm not there right now is because it was unfortunate that Alex Henry was drafted in the fourth round, and that's why I had to compete against, you know. So no matter what, it was like fighting City Hall. You know, at the end of the camp and everything, having Coach Andy Reid and Bobby Abel, the special teams coach, tell me that I passed every test they threw at me. You know, I want to say that they weren't maybe ready for me to be as good as I was and to give them that much of a difficult decision, because I remember sitting in my locker that day just thinking, okay, they got me waiting. They already sent everybody home. Everybody had their white slips and their plane tickets on their seat in their locker rooms. And I'm sitting there waiting, and about an hour and a half goes by, and they come back and they say they just don't have another roster spot to keep me for the season, but they're going to make calls for me on my behalf. So, I mean, that says a lot. And the other team that I was very, very, very close with was the Arizona Cardinals. And when they worked me out, they started 4-0. It was during Coach Ken Whitenhunt's last season there. And after the 4-0 start, they tanked and lost nine games. The whole staff was fired top to bottom. In came Bruce Arians. And my shot with them, I think, went out the door. He brought in another kicker to compete against Jay Feely for the 2014 season. So I feel like I should have been there. But at the same time, I also know that my path in life, you know, I am going with the flow, and it's already chosen for me. And the higher ups in this, you know, in my beliefs, that's what I keep the faith. And I keep going strong, and I keep moving forward all the time, no matter what happens or what the outcome is.
Well, I can honestly tell you this much. Looking at you receive accolades from, you know, Bobby Eprile, Jason Licht, Michael Youssef, former NFL kicker. I mean, you have accolades from all these different teams who believe that, you know, obviously in Green Bay as well, but they obviously believe that you have the potential, you have the drive, you have the mindset, and a very good leg, and just a solid kicker. It's just very unfortunate you haven't landed. Be honest with you, Steelers really be amped up to have somebody like you in their company because of your consistency, because of your leg, because you know that you're not going to choke on the biggest stage. Okay, fine. You can freeze a kicker. You could totally stun him and say, we're going to call a timeout prior to a game-winning field goal, and you're just not going to bother with it. You're not going to listen to it. You're not going to think anything into it. You're going to go out there and do your job and excel at it. Looking at the 2015 season, again, nothing against Josh Scobie. I don't know him, but just like you don't. But I know this. Every Steeler fan in the world was shaking their head and saying, why did we even get this guy? Because of the kicks that he did not make. Again, 65 consistent, you know, yardage placement from you is a lot more than missing a field goal 40 or 46 yards. Let's just give or take. And you've done it time and time again. You've had numerous articles done on you, people talking about you, a lot of buzz. 2013, Raymond Rivard wrote an article about you for Fans Cited when the Packers were considering having you as a legitimate kicker. He had stated that there was a competition kick in 2008, and you were a Division III Farley Dickson. You made 59.3%, 16 to 27, and missed 554 extra points. Not glowing, but your drive is there, and you've gotten consistently better since then. So when you try out for a team, you've been able to show them that you've able to handle diversity, understand the crunch time situation, and to be able to just get better and become better. And that's where you're at right now. To be honest with you, the Steelers would be very excited, and I say excited with a hashtag excited, to have you there wearing the black and gold. Where do you see yourself moving forward in the 2015 season? Have you had any calls, anything whatsoever that would elude you to believe that a team is interested in you?
As of last week, I do know that I am one of two guys, and I don't know what order it is with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, so I know I'm still on their short list. I have to believe I'm still on the Cleveland Browns short list as well. I had a great workout for them in December, and you know, they've kept in contact. My agents kept in contact with them, and back to what you said, you know, stats, you know, in college and stuff like that. I mean, basically, I never had any coaching. I was self-taught, you know, from the first time I kicked a football all the way up to pretty much midway through college to the end of college. I think that, you know, I see how much a lot of the guys that I coached at the high school and Division I levels and 2 and 3 with the mentoring and the coaching and the technique that I give them, I see how good they are. I only, you know, I'm not a person who wishes, but had somebody showed me the right way to do it in the beginning, I could have seen myself getting drafted in the first round, second round, third or fourth. If Alex Henry get drafted in the fourth, I believe I could have been drafted in the first or second round for sure. I feel that confident about myself, and if I had the tools back then, it would have been a whole different story. But I don't dwell on the past. I only worry about the future. And since college, my technique is so fundamentally sound and so fluent. That, I mean, you put me in any situation, I'm going to drill a kick. I when I go out to practice on my own, I barely miss. That's really what it is. It's, and I don't care if there's a rush coming at me. I don't care if, you know, there's a couple videos on my Facebook. I mean, on my Instagram or my YouTube. I don't know which ones I put it on, but I stacked the soccer goal, and then I stacked the lacrosse net on top of it, and I put it about 7-8 yards away just to simulate, you know, a 10 to 12 foot person jumping that high, and I mean, it doesn't even come close, even from 55. That's another thing that I think separates myself, is that I don't kick a low ball from 40 yards, and I don't kick a low ball from 60. So you're not going to get a ball blocked and return for a touchdown the other way. And I think that I personally think Josh Scobie needs to continue to work harder. I mean, 14, 15 years is no easy feat, but would I love to go against Scobie right now? You know, maybe in a one-on-one tryout? Absolutely. And the other thing is, I don't worry about the money too much, but I'm a heck of a lot cheaper than Josh Scobie's price tag comes with, along with, I believe it was a sixth-round pick that you guys gave up for him as well at Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the way that I'm looking at it right now is, okay, fine, so you have kicker after kicker after kicker losing their plays, first to a Sweezum, and then you have other kickers that have came and went and had tryouts, things of that nature. Matter of fact, I had interviewed a guy named Kevin Van Voris, who also is a very deep, deep kicker. Steelers never had given him a nod. And so I think what differentiates you between that is you've had, you know, enough experience. You've trained lots of other people. Matter of fact, you had a performance at the Elite Kicking Academy and at Eagles rookie camp. Obviously, still a free agent. There's a bright lining for you, Michael. It's a light down the tunnel. It's coming very clear to you. This summer, obviously, as you know, in some parts of the country, it's not quite summer. It's headed into fall. But right now, you can pull up any incumbent that's in your way. I've seen you kick time and time again. I watched it all last night from different angles, different positions, different, you know, yards on the field, 65, 60, 50, 45. I mean, it's just amazing how consistent you are. So for the Steelers to look at you and say, you know what, let's get this guy in, probably somebody to have on the back lot to at least be there if something was to go down, or if Scobie proved to be inconsistent in one game to where you could be consistent in every game thereof, because it's about production. It's about performance. And when you put those two together, you come up with a winning combination, enough so that the team will not pull you out. They see who you are, they see what you can do, and they keep you in there. And that's basically what this is all about, is keeping you there. And so with that being said, you know, looking at all the teams that I could see you on, obviously the first one's the Steelers who comes to mind, because, you know, nothing against Scobie, he's got a lot of miles on those tires. He's got a lot of miles on him. It's just like similar, or I should say similar to D'Angelo Williams, where he was done in Carolina. He came over. people said, well, I don't know if you want to get a 34-year-old, you know, running back, this, that, and the other. He proved people wrong last week against the Patriots. Are you kidding me? It's not about age. It's about how you keep yourself conditioned and how you perform. How do you believe that you've been practicing, or how's your performance been as of right now, and what do you believe has been the answer as to why you keep getting better?
I think it has to go back to how I was raised. Come from a middle-class family, hard-working mom and dad, handicapped sister, so you learn to appreciate life, and you learn to really, every opportunity you get, you seize the moment, and you take every chance you can, and you run with it. And that's why I feel like that I've never given up yet. You know, as much as I've wanted to, as much as I've maybe fought with the idea, toyed with the idea, I've never given up. I've never put those cleats in a box and left them there. You know, if they went in the box, they were out the next day. I mean, it's just, there's no quitting me. You know, ups and downs are going to happen, and they're going to happen in the season. And I feel like as a kicker, you know, that's one of the most important positions. You have to have a very short-term memory, whether you do good or whether you do bad. You have to have a short-term memory, and there will always be another kick somewhere, whether it's with that team or later in that game or another team. There will be another kick, and, you know, the best way I can describe it is I've always said to myself, you're only as good as your next kick. So I continue to, you know, impress myself at times and just basically never give up, man. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that I trust what I do to know, you know, to every degree in the world. I mean, I've been trained by some of the best coaches in the kicking game, Michael Husted, Mike Hollis. You put them together, that's 24 years of NFL experience and 24 years of everything that they've given to me. I mean, they've been coaching me for about 5 or 6, 7 years now, and taking everything that they've known and impressing them at the pro days, impressing them at workouts, mini camps. I have their blessing. I know I do. You know, if you called up Mike Hollis right now and said, what do you think of free agent Michael Barnard? I mean, I ran a camp with him about 3 or 4 months ago in the summer, and he puts down he holds one for me from 55 to demonstrate in front of a whole camp for kids. And I drilled it, and he goes, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it doesn't matter what situation I put in, and I feel like, you know, I would be a great fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I feel like the black and gold would look good on me. I already had a taste of somewhat black and gold as far as the color scheme with one of my arena football teams, the Lehigh Valley Steelhawks, who play at the PPL Center in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So, and they're black and gold. And
right.
I mean, I went through the arena ranks, and I've excelled. I've done everything I've wanted to do there. My leg is too small for arena football. To be quite honest, kicking extra points and that's 58 yards long, that's not a challenge for me. I mean, I did everything people asked me. They said, oh, Mike hasn't put the uniform on in a little while. So that's why I use arena football for what it's worth. I'm always looking for that next opportunity to get me to where I want to go. And where I'm at right now, kicking-wise, I feel like I'm ready. I can walk in there tomorrow. If the Pittsburgh Steelers call me on Monday night and say, you want to work you out on Tuesday, I'm ready to go. Whether I have 0 hours of sleep from driving all the way to Florida or whatever, I'm ready to go. I'm a gamer, and I don't care what the situation is. As soon as the cleats go on and I cross the lines to get on that football field, the helmet's on, it's a wrap, man. This is how I'm wired. I'm wired one way, and that's to get the job done.
Well, you've done it time and time again. You know, you've received 5 stars out of 5 stars. You're a big kicker. You've demonstrated it. You've shown what you can do. Sometimes we have to understand that we've maxed out in what we're currently doing. So when we're looking and moving forward, we tend to, I don't know, sometimes miss the target, no pun intended. And in other times, we nail it right on. And right now, you're at the point where you know you can nail it on every single down, every single punt, you know, field goal, whatever you want. You have the leg to get it done. And I've seen it. All the Steelers need to do is look at it and see for themselves. And to be honest with you, I believe you have a bright future in front of you, even still. And if it's not this year, it's next year. You know, I don't wish for anybody to have injuries. I don't wish for any player to have an injury in any 32 teams.
Neither do I, Rudy.
Right.
I really don't. Man.
Right. Exactly. But when push comes to shove and you're there, you can make the impact. You're a baller. You're a gamer. You know how to do it. You know how to get it done. You've done it time and time again. So I foresee very bright things for you moving forward, be it this year or maybe even the following year. But, however, Father Time is undefeated. So the sooner we can, you know, try to get you in, the better. I'm going to do my absolute best to help you out, including this interview today, and hope and cross my fingers and pray and everything else that I can do. In hopes that the Steelers will contact you and have a conversation about you coming in to kick for them.
I really appreciate that, Rudy. And, one of the last things I want to say is, I get the fact why teams bring in, retread veterans. I get it. They've played for a long time. They must be good, but at the same time, there's a reason why they keep getting cut. And I'm not going to be one of those guys. I'm going to be one of those guys that you're going to see, and you're going to see not only on the football field, you're going to see him in the weight room. I'm a gym rat, too. I pride myself on getting all aspects of playing football. I'm not your typical soccer player kicker. I'm 12, 13, 14 years removed from playing soccer. That's a whole different life to me. Exactly what you see is what you get with me. And I think what you see in me and what a lot of people should and a lot of teams see is that there's a guy in here that can do this.
Absolutely.
And I strongly believe in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be wearing the black and gold this year.
I could definitely tell that you are not only motivated, but you are ready to go. And all it takes is a phone call. So I wish you the absolute best. If there's anything else that I can do for you, please feel free to let me know, and I'll see what I can do. Other than that, I thank you for your time. I hope after this interview that there are some teams out there that can really help get you to where you want to be and make your dreams become a reality. So thank you very much for taking your time out.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and God bless everybody out there.
Thank you very much. Hey, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Rudy Rudog Reyes with Michael Bernard, and I wish him the absolute best. And you can find him in multiple places. Tell everybody where they can find you, Mike, including scouts if they're out there listening.
You can search YouTube for my videos by searching Michael Barnard NFL or NFL free agent Michael Barnard. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kicker with Style. That's KickerWitStyle. And then if you guys would like to add me on Facebook, just search Michael L. Barnard.
Sounds good to me as well. You are connected. Thanks a lot.
I am. You have to be these days, man.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know it. Hey, well, you know what? Like I said, if there's anything else I can do for you, let me know. And with that being said, this has been Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.